Bhakti Marga, Jnana Marga, Sreyo. Generally there is a fight. Also there are so many other big persons that preach only about karma. But there are others who preach for the renunciation, the Jnana. And there is another section that are service for devotion. And class between these three, the yoga and these three, four. And against, within their section, there is the fight. The communist, the Russian communist, the Chin communist, here also at the two and three sections of communist. And the communist and the democrat. And in America, Republican and the Democrat. But a very subtle difference between the two. Gross and subtle, pure and impure, and everyone stands as guarantee for his own test, for his own future, after all. We have to take risk. We have to be sincere, we have to take risk. Ultimately, my fortune depends on me, free will of jiva. Without consideration, the grace that may come or not come, and that comes also to the fittest, not to the hypocrites. So, individual enterprise in the spiritual world cannot be eliminated altogether. Whether he selects surrender or selects soham, I am above all. The risk must be taken by our own self. We can't eliminate us from the responsibility for our future fate, fortune. In Saranagati, in surrender also there are two things. One shall be Madhyaro, nay, like the cubs of the cats, and Markatan nay, who has got some sort of free action, embraces mother, and the mother takes him anywhere and everywhere. And the cat cub cannot do nothing. The cat bites by the neck and removes him here and there. Both kinds of saranagati. Mahaprabhu's choice is towards the Markatanna. He has got his privilege. However meager, small, negligent it is, but it is there. No kottittam no karmani lokasya srijati prabhu no karma phalajam yogam sabhavastu pravartati. I am not responsible, Lord says Krishna. For these differences in the world, I am not responsible. That is his nature. That is to take the responsibility of his past and future and present always. Because a particle of free will also is there, because it is soul, it is consciousness. Consciousness means endowed with free will. A small part, a small freedom, but it is there. When British left India, they gave the choice divided into Hindustan and Pakistan. And the chiefs are given the choice either to fight Pakistan or to or Hindustan. And Maharaja Kashmir, he was in difficulty. The subjects, mainly Mohammedan and very near to Pakistan, and but he was Hindu, he was wavering, which side to join. He has got the... But the Pakistan managed through the tribe, the hill tribes, to attack Kashmir. Then he joined Hindustan. And then Hindustan sent force under Mountbatten, who was the last viceroy, and India kept him as long as his term, put with his term. And Mountbatten was an able captain. And through his advice, when tanks were taken in the front, Pakistan had to go back. And then Pakistan came. And Jawaharlal and Gandhi, they committed some blunder and they accepted plebiscite or something. The people of Kashmir, which side they would go, we shall accept. But all people that did not agree to that condition, so it was stopped there. As much as they encroached, Pakistan encroached, the line is still there and the quarrel is continuing. So the chiefs, the British left to the chiefs, go this side or that side. So this side Maya and this side service and enjoyment. You jiva, you choice. Your choice is with you. However small freedom you have got, you have to choose. Which side? Exploitation and dedication. He had to be a party. You cannot get scot-free about your life. You must have to take responsibility, however small it may be, according to your position. But responsibility you must take for yourself. This is the decision. So everywhere it should be applied, in every stages of our life. This indiscriminable point has been named as bhagya, fortune. The most subtle, indiscriminable point, almost imaginary, but it is there. মহারাজ বুঝতে পারছেন আপনি কিছু কিছু
না
আমি কি বলছি কিচ্ছু বুঝতে পারছেন না প্রশ্ন উত্তর
ওই মোটামুটি একটা
একটা সংস্কৃত বলতে পারে খালি বুঝতে পারছেন যে এই লাইনে চলছে
We had one boy in London who he couldn't accept if God is all knowing, he knows the past, present and future, why has he allowed us to enter into such a predicament, a suffering situation? Why has he allowed us to enter into this suffering situation?
He does not admit what?
He didn't like the fact that God allowed the jiva to enter into this suffering situation.
Who has allowed? God. He is to be blamed.
Yes.
But God has not allowed. They said there is no God. You are only existent. Do you deny that? You are existent. But your existence means what? Some sort of magnitude. So free will to guide your responsibilities with you. If you were to admit that you exist, what is that you? Analyze. And there it will be found that a point of responsibility for your fate is there. Mm. Theater.
তখন কৃষ্ণ তৈরি হচ্ছে
যাওয়ার জন্য,
ওকে তৈরি করে আশীর্বাদ আধার আছে, ধরতেও পারবে, ধরতে পারছে
ধরের সঙ্গে ভেবলেই হলো আর কি।
যখন বিশেষ হবে ওকে পাঠাবেন, আর ও গিয়ে বলতে পারবে এরা তৈরি হয়ে যাচ্ছে।
Guru Maharaj, Yaha Prakash Maharaj asking, reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it seems like instruction on Sakya. Sanatan Goswami is in Madhurya.
Sanatan Goswami has ended in Sakya there. That's Gopa Kumar. Taken to Sakya and finished there. Mm. And the Madhurya has been taken down there to participate in the lower part. But Sanatana Goswami generally ended there in Sakya. The Gopa Kumar entered the Sakya Rasa. And there he could feel that what is the Madhurya Rasa to such an extent as it is possible from that place. Here ended Sanatana Goswami.
But why did he only go that far?
Huh?
Why only to that point?
That is specially interested in Rupa Goswami. And that was done before Sanatana. Mahaprabhu, though Rupa Goswami, formerly he was already a disciple of Sanatana, and younger brother also. Hmm. But when Mahaprabhu coming back from Vrindavan, he met Rupa Goswami first in Allahabad. Mm. And he taught him there, mostly concerning this Raga Marga. Mm. And also, in short, I'm told that I am giving some inspiration, my goodwill to you. And Rupa Goswami was entrusted with that Madhurya Rasa, Paruki, etc., that higher Raghava. Then he met Sanatana in Benares. And there for 2 months, there 15 days, and here 2 months he taught Sanatana. And mostly about Vidhi Marga, touching Raga Marga. And so, because Rupa Goswami was accepted first as a student of Mahaprabhu, his name comes first, Rup Sanatana, not Sanatana Rup generally. Rup gets the, though disciple of Sanatana formally, and also younger brother, still he comes first. Danda Samas, the combination of Samas, the Pujyatta, according to respect, the word comes first. That is a rule in the grammar. Adup Sanato. Adup can first in concentration. Because he has the first disciple. As he has done Sanatan, only a difference of few days. But still he is concentrated. And he was entrusted with the Raga Marga. And the Sanatan made the Vidhi Marga, touching that Raga Marga. And Jiva Goswami again lower. To prove Sanatan, especially Rupa, from the quotation of different scriptures and by arguments also. Mm. That was given to Jiva Goswami. Different types of service.
Viraha Prakash Maharaj also mentions that in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami lightly mentions Gopala Mantra. What is that?
Dashakara.
But Mahaprabhu got from Isharpuri, Dadashakara Gopala Mantra. But according to Mahaprabhu got from his guru, Gopala Mantra, the Dadashakar. But Mahaprabhu himself inspired Sanatana Goswami to discuss the shastras and to discriminate and to fix mantra. And Sanatana Goswami, according to his instruction and insinuation, he has given this Dadashakar mantra to us. To be more suitable, and we follow that now. But he does not follow my version. You explain to him.
He says yes.
Followed.
He followed. Later I'll translate more detail.
Guru Maharaj, at what point can a devotee give up having an authority to advance in Krishna consciousness?
What?
At what point can a disciple
give up?
A devotee give up the conception of having an authority, someone over him in Krishna consciousness?
What's the point?
At what?
Give up authority means?
Working under somebody's direction.
At what stage? In some stage in life?
You can be independent.
Mm. Yes. Do you mean that? At what stage can you be independent?
Authority means external authority.
Yes,
when he gets direct connection from the above,
yes,
then he may not follow any medium. When coming in direct connection with the highest authority, then no agent, no medium is necessary, no mediator. It is ostentatiously, but internally there is medium, and he is always fond of that line, always keeping guru above him, the medium, the agent, internal. But externally he may not feel any necessity of consulting any shastra or tito that are here, the sadhu or shastra.
Is this an advanced stage?
Huh? Sajahati Matuni Loke Vedicha Parinishtita. Kya hai? Matuni Loke Vedicha.
Rajasthan Grinhati. Bhagavan Asumhavita. Sajahati Matuni Loke Vedicha Parinishtita. Jadajasthan Grinhati.
When he has direct connection, he can catch direct connection from him, and necessarily he may not have to depend on the scriptures that are given here for the less understanding people, less realizing people. Whether he does not care for the opinion of the people, the society, or the scriptures, even the scriptures.
But then in such a stage, someone might say, justify some activity that might be contrary to what the scripture is saying that he is above the scripture.
But there are other canvassers, agents, sub-agents, they will connect that in Ved there are so many things, Sutil is Vimeggan, Ved, the scripture is only searching for, and the gradation in the scripture, Loki, Babaya, Mishamaja, the Karmakandi scripture, Ganakandi scripture, Bhaktikandi scripture, the gradation, and then upwards, this all the scriptures are only showing the direction, but this side they are. We cannot go further. The Shruti in the Rasa, in the Rasa of Krishna, the Shruti has entered, and they are begging forgiveness that we could not represent you properly, that you were so sweet and you were so playful. We failed to do this. So, please forgive us for our offenses. This Shruti. To realize, understand, the Veda is apologizing. We fail to express, you are so beautiful and playful. We fail to discharge our duty. We could not understand so far you are, so high you are. Sudhi Vimigyan. Sudhi observes, oh, this side, come this side he is something. Nahang Vedanta with Veda Vidiva Chahang.
Vedanta
Vedo Vedanta Vedo Kirdeva Chaham. The knower of the Veda and the giver of the Veda and the purpose of Veda all myself. Ved comes from me. I do not come from Ved. I sent Ved to help you, the unqualified.
Guru Maharaj, I have heard many sannyasis in Gaudiya Math. They are calling you Shiksha Guru. So they are accepting you as an authority. Is that true? They come, I have seen occasionally members of Gaudiya Math come and sometimes pose questions?
Not all, but a part. They think me that they can get some help from me, from my what little realization I have got coming in the mouth. That's some method like that. We have got to learn something from my experience.
We are certain it's not just a formality that we are convinced of. No?
Where Gauriya Math? Do you include Swami Maharaj within Gauriya Math? necessarily this con? And do they have any recognition for me? It's a small part.
even Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj himself, considered himself part of the Gaudiya Math. He wrote in one fourth canto, in the description of Paranjana becomes a woman in his next life. He describes in one purport how the movement started by Bhakti Vinod and carried out by Bhakti Siddhanta is the Krishna consciousness movement of which we are all part. And all my God brothers, we are all God brothers, and we might have some differences of opinion, but we are all spreading Krishna consciousness according to our own capacity. And making thousands, hundreds of thousands of disciples all over the world. These are his own words.
Guru Maharaj, our Gurudev has said that the concept of the temple of understanding should be done under your direction and philosophical instructions. So I ask your permission to prepare questions pertaining to this subject of the different levels described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that you may be able to describe to us the pictures or dioramas to depict Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, Viraj, Shivaloka, Vaikuntha, all the different planes.
If everyone attains it substantially, I can help him. But at present, at my present stage, I cannot do it the whole by myself. I had a mind to build a temple here, displaying the Bhagavatamrita teachings in the temple. But that was very much costly when I went to engineer. Long, long ago, about 30 years ago, then when Swami Maharaj came, I asked him that this was my desire that I could not. You have got immense resources. If you like, you can do it. And he accepted.
Yes.
And he asked his persons here from Siddharth Maharaj and try to prepare a plan and build a temple there accordingly. And they also tried in the beginning, but gradually now where that plan is gone, I do not know.
Yes. That's why I'm asking your permission to attain this information from your divine grace.
Prabhupada Maharaj is very serious
if he
fulfill this.
It goes and then I what little help is possible from this age, I am ready to help that to that extent. But it should be taken by someone who is versed in, well versed in such theological comparative study. What is the time?
About 20 past 9, not according. Alright, we understand in the Garuda Purana perhaps that in Garuda Purana that a pure bhakta is very, very rare, ekantya ko vishishyate. So if you say only a small amount are appreciating you, it must be because what you're giving is very, very rare and very, very special.
Maybe
of the highest quality.
Yes, one will be able to realize the the settled position of the gradation of the domain of love. At least I think that what I have heard from my Guru Maharaj and collected from the and collaborated from the scriptures, more or less I can represent them. And my Guru Maharaj also, he felt satisfaction what I understood about the Gauriya Siddhanta. That also I can say. And some of my friends also may collaborate. On the whole, he was satisfied with my realization about the glory of Siddhanta. To understand, that is to realize and to try to express that how Rupanugaism holds the highest position. How? The position of Sri Rupa is the highest. To understand that in a comparative study. And this way, this holds the highest position to follow that. And more or less, more intensely or little shallow or deep. But to reach that position, to that position and understand, realize sincerely, to feel that this is the highest position given by Mahaprabhu, the Rupanuga position. Why? Some idea. And the question of intensity and depth of that understanding. But this is the limit, and how this can be the acme of our realization, the goal, highest goal, to have an idea of that. The structure is there, and to have a photo of that structure, and to get in one's heart, and to, at the same time, the development there, the ornaments, the ornamental work, and the staff by which it is built, some sort of idea about that, that temple. It is a temple. Hare Krishna. And it is extended as grace. It may be withdrawn any time.
Nectar of Devotion, our Gurudev has said that there was a time when Krishna, wanting to enjoy, separated himself as Radha and Krishna. So, was there a time they were not separated? Was there a time Radha and Krishna were not separated? Padini Shakti?
Not there was a time, but the both is eternal, both aspects. It is written in a poem of Prabhupada Damodar Goswami. Radha Krishna Pranavagati Lhadini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Bhuti Bhuti Puryadiho Vedam Gato Uto Chaitanyakham Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikamaptam Radha Bhava Dubhya Suvaritam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. That is a verse composed by Prabhupada Damodar. Here it is mentioned like this. Radha Krishna Pranayam Bhagati. The presence, the position of Radha and Krishna not separate. Pranayam Bhagati. The Krishna has within him the principle of love. And that potency, when little distinctive and clearly seen, that we see as Radha. Radha is a particular higher or the highest potency of Krishna in full. So they are one and same. One cannot exist separately. That is automatically the substance and the potency. Krishna is substance and Radha is potency. So potency cannot stand independently, neither substance without potency. So one and the same. Radha, Krishna, Pranayabhagati, Krishna Pranayabhagati, Radhini Shakti. She is Radhini, the highest potency of Krishna, which embraces both Sat Chit, the conscious and the existence. Radhini. Radhini means Ananda. Ananda presupposes consciousness and existence. But a stone only has got existence, neither consciousness nor bliss. And the consciousness presupposes existence, but it may not contain blissfulness. But blissfulness or ecstasy or Ananda is already presupposes existence and consciousness. So, Dhadini Shakti, that is the ecstatic potency that represents the whole potency in its highest sense. And that is Radha. So, Radha and Krishna, they are one and the same. Radha Krishna Pranayabhagati Dhadini Shakti Asmat. For this reason, hence, ekātmāna bhavibhūvira dehubhīdam katūtau. So they are one and same, one thing combined, one soul. Bhavibhūvira dehubhīdam katūtau. We find in Vrindavan, they are divided into two, and they are having their leader, and others paraphernalia come from both of them. Emanated from them. Devi Dhangatavutu. Chaitanya compared with Chaitanya Dev. That is, again, when they are combined, becomes Chaitanya. In ancient time, in Dwapar Yuga, we find in Goloka, the Lila, Radha Govinda separate. But if from the angle of vision of unity we can see them properly, they are one and same. And one and same, what will be the nature of that substance? It is Chaitanya. Again, he has both of them combined has become Chaitanya. The outer part is like Radha and the internal is Krishna. Krishna, when he embraces his potency himself, he plays the part of the potency, the substance. Chaitanyakhaṁ prakatamadhanā tadyayam chaitkam ātnaṁ. That is it. Okay.